Okay. So we started this series of the Agaritas in Gemara Shabbos. We're learning Gemara Shabbos. And this particular one is nice because it's a Gemara that I was just doing in Shir. And of course, you come to an Agarita in Shir, you feel a little bad, you know, just talking about Agarita all day. But this is an opportunity to take a look at a Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara. Again, since we're learning Shabbos, we'll give the background of the Gemara. Many of you are not learning this perek, so I'll fill you in. The Gemara talks about a famous case of Korea b'chamosa, one who tears his garment out of anger. And the Mishnah in Shabbos says if one tears his garment out of anger on Shabbos, he's putter. And the reason why he's putter is because it's mekalkel. It's an example of being destructive, and of course the malachas of Shabbos have to be constructive. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara brings a brisa that says a contradiction. The brisa says you're chayiv for Korea b'chamosa. And the Gemara tries to resolve that. And one of the, we'll jump in a little bit, not getting into Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and all that. One of the things that the Gemara says is that maybe it was constructive because he tore his garment in order to be constructive. Because by tearing his garment, the Gemara says, "O senachas ruach liyitro," he's doing his yetzer a favor. He's helping out his Yetzihara. In English we say he's letting off some steam. And that could be a healthy thing sometimes. So that could be the tikkun. And that might be the reason why, to explain the braisa that says you're chayiv for tearing the garment in a destructive fashion. He tears out of anger. To that the Gemara responds, V'chiyai gavna mishari? Is such a thing really mutter? But we have a famous saying, I'm sure I didn't give these out. Here, grab one. We're on the side where the maral is. Well, Tanya, I'm reading just a little Gemara there. I'm reading an Armai Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Chilfa Bar Agra. So Omer Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Hamikareya Begadav Bechamoso, one who tears his garments out of anger. Bamishaber Kalev Bechamoso, where he breaks his vessels in his fury, or he scatters his money in his anger. I don't know exactly what that looks like. You know, he goes to the bridge and throws his gold off or something. I don't know. He wastes his money away. The Gemara says you should treat this guy like an Oved Avodah Zarah. It's very strong language. Why? Shekachum nosor shal yetzahara. This is the way the yetzahara works. Hayom omer lo asei kach. Today he tells you do this. Ulamachar omer lo asei kach. And the next day he tells you do this. Ad she omer lo avod avodah zarah v'holech v'oved. Until he goes and he says, go to avodah zarah. And you're already so used to following the yetzahara that you'll follow him. A very famous idea. That's the way the Yetzirah works, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. But not for nothing is it brought on this example, and we'll talk about this example in depth today. The Gemara continues a little bit. Omer Rabbi Avin, I think this is on your sheet also. Omer Rabbi Avin, my crow. What's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Lo yia b'cha el zar. There should not be in you a strange god. Don't bow down to an unusual god. Who is the strange god that's in the guf of a person? It shouldn't be in you. That avodah zarah is in you. And who's that? Avi Omer Zeh Yetzahara. Says that's the Yetzahara. Okay, before I finish, so the Gemara concludes that this was a kasha in the Gemara. It wasn't the Musa Shmuz, it was a kasha. Yeah? It says, what do you mean? How could it be that it was misaking because you released your anger? It says you're not supposed to get angry. So the Gemara says, really, you're right. The Gemara says it's talking about that he did it with a purpose. The Ka'avid, the reason why he got angry was in order to instill fear and awe in his family or his co-workers or his employees. And he did it to instill fear. He didn't do it for real. The Gemara brings a story of one of the Amoraim. He wanted to teach everybody a lesson. So what did he do? He took a broken vessel and he broke it again. And he didn't show it, but it was broken. It was really broken. And he says, oh, let me teach these guys a lesson. And he showed how angry he was. So he displayed his anger, but it was really a fake out. He was just showing so that they should be a little bit afraid. Yeah? And that, the Gemara says, is acceptable. This Gemara, I believe, the Kesef Mishnah seems to concur, is the source for the very famous Rambam you all know. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos tells us there are, in general, you're supposed to go by all the Midos and the Shvil HaZav and the middle pathway. It says there are two exceptions. The two exceptions are Gaiva, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Moshe on a mode, you should be as humble as possible, don't be in the middle, and anger. Where'd you get anger from? This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. And he even quotes it. It says, even for something that's worthy of getting angry for. And then he says, if you want to do it to instill fear in your family, okay, then, you know, sometimes that's okay. But even so, the Rambam says you should just be faking it. The Rambam adds that to the Gemara. The Gemara is not 100% clear. It sounds like it. The Rambam adds it clear that you're really just faking it. And really, there is no place for anger. Good. And this is, of course, where we learn the terrible aspects of the Midah of anger. We all know that, there's a Sefer called Erech HaPayim, written all about, you know, before anger management classes, there was a Sefer, a Musa Sefer, all about controlling our anger. And this teaches us the terrible trait of anger. And it's often quoted in this fashion, that, oh, you know, Kolak Koyes, it really says it over here. Not exactly. The Rambam says it that way, I think. The Rambam, I think, says, if I quoted it correctly, yeah, he says, the Rambam quotes it, Kol HaKoyes Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Kochavim. Whoever gets angry, it's like he served Avodah Zarah. Our Gemara might say it a little differently. Maybe I'll tell you why later. Fine. So we see how bad anger is, and we see that anger is actually a pathway to a very bad place, and it's a pathway down to idol worship. Okay. Now let's turn to the Maral. The Maral adds a little more. That's a little distinctive over here. And he says like this, Hamikareya Begadav, I'm on the right side now where it said number one, Bechamaso. And the Maral right away is Machalik. He differentiates between different angers. The first thing he says, Ha'odam Sha'osa Davar Bechamaso La'acher, the lo Nechshav Shu Mesakin Ilov. He says, he's medayik carefully in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara, I don't want to make a machlokes, Rambam Maral. That would be a little bit too bold of me. Not that the Maral hasn't argued on Rambams before, or Rambans and things like that, but the Rambam learned the Gemara, as we most of us learn the Gemara, you see how bad anger is. The Maral says, you know, you have to pay careful attention to something, what type of anger we're talking about. And he says that if somebody gets angry at somebody else, he's furious at the guy. And so he does whatever. I guess in our, you know, he pops his tires. Yeah, he flashes the guy's tires in anger. So, nobody would say that's okay. But the Maral says that's not exactly what our Gemara said. What did our Gemara say? It said, Hamikareya Begadav, if he tears his clothing, or he breaks his kalim, or he scatters his money. So he says, Aval hamashlis begadav, b'chamoso al atzmo. There it's talking about somebody who gets angry, and out of the anger, he does something to himself. He does something that harms himself. Davar zeh mekalkel gomorhu. That's a full mekalkel. That is truly destructive behavior. Slashing somebody's tires, I don't know, maybe like the Gemara was hinting to, you know? I have a brother-in-law psychologist, you know? I quoted this Gemara to him. He's like, It's like, that's a hard Gemara for us psychologists. You know, sometimes we have to tell people to let off some steam. And we have, sometimes, you know, okay. Maybe we'll touch on what he taught me. Maybe it's related to what I think he quoted me, what I'm going to quote tonight. But let's see. Let's see. But the Maharal is saying deeper. The Maharal is saying, the pshat that makes you an Ovid Avodah Zarah is not that you got angry. The pshat is that you did something that is so very destructive. There was no reason to do it. I'm going to intertwine this Maharal with the Rav Volba. Okay, Rav Volba talks about this. It's on the... I photocopied it. We'll get to it. Rav Volba compares this to a Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says that Lasid Lavo, all of the animals are going to come to the Nachash, the snake, the Nachash HaKadmoni. The Nachash, who speaks Lashon Hara, and says, why'd you do that? Ma hano yesh lecha? What hano did you have?
I'm buying people.
Okay,
I'm buying people.
Biting. Right. What hano do you have from biting people? He says, Bish, the Gemara says, I understand a lion. A lion kills an animal because he's hungry. Yeah? A wolf does the same thing. But why do you, what do you get when you bite somebody? Ma hano yesh lecha? When you give them venom, what pleasure do you get? And what's the Nachash going to respond? Mahano, he says, look at the Baal Lashon Hara. Look at the guy who speaks Lashon Hara. What benefit did he get out of it? He got something out of there? You know, if he stole, I understand what benefit he got out of it. If he, you know, Gilead Rice, I understand maybe what benefit he got out of it. But Lashon Hara? Does that make you better? Maybe you knocked him down. What do you do? He got nothing out of it. So that's the example. He says, that's what's going on over here. That makes him a Mekalkel Gomer. Yeah? That's really destructive. When you're harming yourself. I speak about psychologists. You know, that's when a psychologist needs to be really concerned. When a person in a Rahman al-Islam is in a circumstance, a situation, where they're doing something that is clearly harmful to themselves, that's very problematic. That's very problematic. And he says it's nechshav kilu ovid avodah zarah. Why? Because he says harei avodah zarah hashchasahu, and he harps on the word hashchasa. He goes back to the mabul. He hishkus kol baser as darko al haaretz. Hinei nishchasa, right? Pentashchisun in Sefer Dvarim it says pentashchisun, and you'll go and you'll make other idols. The word hashchasa tells us avodah zarah. And Arayas, and the point is that that's really destruction. That's really destructive. It's not by accident. Again, one of the Geshmak things, if you're learning it in the Gemara, you get a little more a Sipuk out of it. How Geshmak is it then that the Gemara, you know, they say like every Agadatha is in a certain place. You know, how did anger get to Shabbos? I don't know exactly, but I know how it got to this Gemara. Because what is this Gemara talking about? The Gemara is the famous Gemara. You all learned it, whether you learned it on Ayin Gimel or Ayin Dalet or Ayin Hey, yeah? Kol ha-mekalkel in Peturin. If you're mekalkel, if you're doing something destructive, you're putter from Kilo Shabbos. That's what makes a putter. So we're talking about mekalkelin. We're talking about being destructive. So this Gemara is teaching us what the ultimate level of destruction is. The ultimate level of destruction is when we are harming ourselves without any benefit. Harming somebody else might be okay, but harming ourselves, that's horrible. And the Maharal goes on to, if you'll jump across, maybe I'll just speak this out outside. I don't do that one inside. Outside, he says, as he often does, he says the three parts. The Gemara gave us three examples of this anger. One is his korea begadav, his clothing. One is his kalim, whatever his vessels are, you know, his practical tools. And finally, his money. So the Maharal says, as he often says, there are three levels in a person, three types, three parts of a person. There's his guf, there's his nefesh, and there's his seichel. He says one chiddush here. Okay, so the guf, we understand, clothing is to cover our guf. So that's what he says is, the person is essentially harming himself. We know by, that's by the guf. And then we have the kalim. He says the nefesh of a person is what really does the work. It's his soul, it's his nefesh does the work. So his kalim, his tools. Yeah, if somebody's working, I don't know what he's working as. You pick a job, you know, and he's working, and he takes his tool and he breaks it. So that's already doing something that's not affecting his goof necessarily, but it's affecting his what he does for a living. That's his nefesh. And then he connects, interestingly enough, his money. Right, the guy who's throwing away his money. Right, he says a person is attached to his money. We all know that a person is attached to his money, and so there he's actually lost his mind to a certain degree. And he certainly, to a certain degree, he's losing his mind. He's harming himself to such a degree. And so he says that's why these three things. That's why these three things are. And this is really what the Yetzer Hara is about. This is what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do to us. And it's, again, not so much the anger, but once you've gotten to the stage that you're harming yourself, that's when we know you're on your way to Avodah Zarah. You're on your way. Good? Great. Now, Rav Volba takes this a drop further. Rav Volba? Rav Volba is Ali Shor? You heard of Ali Shor? Okay, the Ali Shor is Rav Volba. Good. They used to call him the Mashkiach. He used to give... he was like the Mashkiach of like all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Kilo. Like, he didn't actually have... He had a small yeshiva somewhere, but he would go around to the mirror. He'd go to different places. He would give shmuzim. I had a Rebbe who was very close to Talmud of his. So... I don't know. It puts with me to say this, but I think that the source for this Rav Volba is really this Maral. It seems to me that they're very correlated. And again, as we always try to do here, we try to make these lofty concepts a little bit practical. Not always. We usually try. Sometimes we don't get there. But we usually try to make it a little more practical. So what does this look like in like regular, you know, 2020, regular daily life? So Rav Volba tells a story. Not a story even. He says that something that happens is it happens to all of us. What happens? We're doing something, and all of a sudden we say something, or we do something, and right away we feel terrible. Why did I do that? I didn't even get any benefit out of that. I just feel terrible. Where did that come from? You understand? I'm not talking about that. Where did that Avera come from? You ever have such an Avera? I never do that. Why did I do that? Where did that come from? So Rav Volba says, you know where that comes from? He uses a word. He says, it's called Shilton Hayetzer. It's the rule of the Yetzer. The Yetzer Hara has some control. And he quotes our Gemara. And he really quotes more the second half of the Gemara. What second half of the Gemara? Second half of the Gemara is Lo Yia Bacha El Zar. Listen to how he lives up that Gemara. Lo Yia Bacha El Zar. It shouldn't be in you a false god. It says when you do something and you don't really know why you did it, and you know it was the wrong thing to do, there's only one inescapable conclusion. What's that? Huh? Someone else. It wasn't me. Okay, so who was it? You were the only guy in the room. What do you mean it wasn't you? Elzar. Where's that? That's the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara has actually taken some control over here. Rav Volba explains. He says it's not. He really says it in the second, on the bottom of the column, right on the line. Lo kas, lo kol mida acheres omrim Chazal yei beinech go v'davod uzara. It's on things that it's clear that the Yetzer Hara got hold of you. You know what? It's not a chiddush to say somebody else did it. The Gemara in Sota already told us. Anytime a person does an aveira, why does he do an aveira? Nichnas sabo ruach shtus. He got a little foolish. Became a fool for a little bit. You know what they do in court? Plead insanity? Yeah, there's such a thing in the Gemara also. Sota, Dav Dalit. Yeah, you plead insanity. Oh, wow. But here, that's by every aveira. That's where, you know, your Yetzer Hara, you had a taiva. You wanted something. The steak, the tray for steak looked good. The ham looked delicious. Yeah? So there you say, I made an error. That was an error in judgment. But it was, there was no false God in you yet. That was just an error in judgment. When you do the Avera and you don't even realize what you're doing, you don't even care about it, that shows that there's already worse over here. On one hand, we say it's better. Oh, it wasn't. No, it's worse. It's worse because it just shows us that the Yetzer Hara has taken hold inside of us. And if he's taken hold inside of us, this, of course, could lead us anywhere. We now have this El Zor that needs to be eradicated. And there's this thing inside of us that has a power. That's what he calls it. Shilton Hayetzer. And that's, I think, connected very much to what we're telling you, Laurel. You're harming, so you're doing self-harm, basically. You're harming yourself with absolutely no benefit, no potential benefit. Why are you doing that? There's got to be something else. It's got to be the Yitzhara. Yeah, you better figure out a way how to fight that. Rav Olbo says, chatting this with in something we say every Yom Kippur, and we probably don't have any idea what we're saying. He says, that's chat in Al-Khecha, I underlined it, Al-Khecha Chatanu Lufanecha B'Yetzahara. You know, Al-Khech. One of them is B'Yetzahara. Isn't every Khech with the Yetzahara? What does it mean, Al-Khech, that I sinned with the Yetzahara? Every Khech's in the Yetzahara. Says Rav Olbo, no, there's different Chatan. There's some Chatan are from Taiva. Some chatayim are from you know, social reason. Then there are chatayim, you don't even realize that happened. Oh, that's what we call al-chaych shechatanu b'yetzahara. That's when we realize the yetzahara is inside of us. This is what, the way we learn this. This is another way to learn this Gemara, alternative way to learn this Gemara. That it's not necessarily talking about kas, but it's talking about letting this take hold of us. I'm just one step higher. And this is a higher step that I can't say I hold myself to. But we can talk about it. We should try to hold ourselves to, but you know, there's a very common refrain. I don't know how they say it nowadays. In my days, the way you said it was, excuse me, what the heck? You know, you want to do this? Well, why not? Sure. Let's go for it. Now, okay. We see over here, we shouldn't give up that shlita over our decisions so easily. That we do things just because, why not? What's so bad? Once we're giving up that shlita over our decision-making process, we're really inviting. We're inviting the Yetzer Hara. We're inviting the Yetzer Hara and say, oh, you know, yeah, I don't really have such a strong backbone. I don't make such firm decisions on my own. You know, whatever you think is a good idea, yeah, we'll do that. Let's do that. Let's do this. That's opening us up, not necessarily to destructive behavior, but it's opening us up to giving up some of the shlita we're meant to have over ourselves. And it's opening ourselves up for this shlita sayetzer. If we're ever finding that we really can't control ourselves, then we're already holding our shlita sayetzer. Please speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, everybody, stop over here.